the 26th day of Sefirah Se'omer, the Kinyan Torah of Sameach B'Chalko, and the Sefirah of Hodshah B'Netzach. Medrash Shmuel offers two diametrically opposed explanations of what Sameach B'Chalko means. The way we generally understand it, and this is the first explanation of the Medrash Shmuel, is that one should be happy with his allotment in life. The Mishnah earlier in the Masechta, Perek Dal Mishnah Aleph, famously says, "Ezehu Asher Sameach B'Chalko." One who has this midah is referred to as rich. Bartanura says on Ezehu Asher that it really means to ask who is roi to glorify himself in his wealth. However, this seems to contradict the pasuk in Yirmiyah, Perek Tes, Pasuk Chaf Beis, and this is the Haftorah. This is the end of the Haftorah read on Tisha B'Av morning. The pasuk says, "Al yishallel Asher b'Ashro," that someone who is rich should not glorify himself in his wealth. Rather, to understand this, if you have to look at the next pasuk, and you see that one should glorify himself with Haskel v'yadav ha'osi, a knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki yim b'zos yisalel ha'misalel haskel v'yadav ha'osi. As the Mefarshim point out, the pasuk of Ayisalel Asher Be'oshro indicates that people use wealth and the other qualities enumerated in the pasuk to get themselves out of tough situations. What the Navi is telling us is that the only way to really get out, to really get what you want, is Yidias Hashem, namely knowing that He is the only chance you have. Thus, if you come to that realization, and you also realize that your wealth comes from him, and you will truly reach a point of Sameach B'Chalko. The Medrash Shmuel connects us to the famous pasuk in Koheles, Perkei Pasuk Tes, of Ohev Kesef Lo Yisba Kesef, that someone who loves money will never be satisfied with money, and the accompanying Medrash of Mane Rotzem Asayim, that someone who has $100 will want $200, and it's a never-ending chain. Being Sameach B'Chalko means not having the desire for more, because you know you are not entitled to it. However, this is only in regards to physical pursuits and material wealth. We will shortly see what the attitude should be by spiritual pursuits. The second interpretation offered by the Medrash Shmuel is that Sameach B'Chalko means that one should be happy that our chelek is in those who are lomdei Torah. As we say at the end of Shmoneh Esrei every day, and also at the end of Karbanos, we ask that HaKadosh Baruch Hu rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, v'sein chalkeinu b'sar asecha. With this understanding, we can still connect the pasuk of Ohev Kesef L'Yisba Kesef, as the Medrash Shmuel himself does. This is the sphere of Hodshah B'Netzach. The beauty of eternity is its eternal nature. There's always more to achieve, and we should keep striving to achieve this, to achieve whatever is left. Whereas wanting to accumulate more wealth is a bad midah and a distraction from being Kona Torah, wanting to acquire more Torah and always looking to grow is not just a good midah, but being Kona Torah is the ultimate Kinyan Torah. So how can we say that the motivation is the Kinyan? Isn't just a Heichi Timsi, isn't just a means to an end of the Kinyan Torah itself? Truthfully, that's everything in our Mishnah. None of these midos automatically acquire Torah per se. Rather, they put one in a position to better be able to acquire the Torah. Obviously, the way to know Torah is to learn it, but not just anyone can pick up and learn it. Only upon mastery of these 48 items is one at that stage. Perhaps we can suggest that when the Braisa says that the Torah is acquired with these 48 ways, it means not Torah itself, but more of an attitude of Torah, and that attitude is what we need to be able to ultimately learn and acquire the Torah for ourselves.